I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day! Happy Valentine's Day!
Oh, look! Happy Valentine's Day! Why is it not pinging?
Oh. Let me try and shoot you. Happy Valentine's Day! Our bow and arrows aren't working.
No, let me try again.
I know. Happy Valentine. Wait. Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh my God. Wait. No, this is it. This is actually it.
Happy
I actually watch your eyes right now.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh. One more time.
We can't work the bow and arrow.
We're so going to get it. Are you ready? Happy Valentine's Day. Oh. No, that was going to be it. Are you ready? Are you literally ready? Sorry, I'm still going to get it.
Can you aim it a bit lower? Yeah. You're aiming at eye level. She's got it. You got
Happy
it.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Our bow and arrows aren't really working.
Imagine. Imagine.
Love struck. Bing. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
We are dressed up as Cupids.
We are love struck Cupids, matchmakers.
Absolutely.
Girls' bathroom Cupids.
I do think we look quite wise.
Yeah, we look quite old and wise.
We look like babies, but also old men.
Old babies.
Sophia looks like a man.
And we also have pumps.
Oops. Guys. Yeah. Oops. 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 Oops.
So again, for the audio only listeners amongst us, we have baby cheeks, we have bald heads, and pink tufts of hair.
And if you know what an ice gem is,
so
in the UK,
we would recommend coming to see the visual for this one.
Our inspiration was an ice gem, wasn't it, Sophia?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they have those in America and other sorts of places.
It's taken us a while to get here. We've been in glam a long time this time.
It has.
We had plans tonight. They've gone out the window.
We did have plans.
It's dark outside.
I had an outfit plan for tonight. Gonna curl my hair
unless we show up like this.
We could still make it if we showed
we
up.
Could still make it.
You know, we could take the bad boy
pumps, the bad boy from day to night.
Look at that,
let's face
look
it,
look at that soul. That's for outside use.
Look at that arch. that ballet arch. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
And if
from the girls' bathroom Cupids.
And Galentine's Day,
more importantly.
So you
I
know
guess.
This time last year we were on tour.
Wow.
Well,
we
it
were.
Was starting because we're filming this a week before Valentine's Day. So yeah, it was starting in a few days.
Oh,
my breath.
Yeah.
Let's see how
these cheeks. It's a lot to hold up.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
God, yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah, so St. Valentine, we thank you.
We thank you for this occasion.
We do, because
without you, we wouldn't be dressing up right now.
No, and Cupids, we thank you for striking us.
The love bugs.
We should have been love bugs.
next year.
A little love ladybug.
Oh, that would have been so
cute. A little ladybird.
Would have been so much cuter than old baby men.
Yeah, this isn't cute.
Oops. Oops.
I wish it flew. Right.
Okay, well, right. This is a special Valentine's Day episode. We have lots of Valentine's Day dilemmas.
We do indeed.
And like always, happy Wednesday. Absolutely. We're going to start with our question of the week.
Oops. I thought you were going to go oop.
Oops.
Oops. Oh, by the end of this episode,
we have to learn how to use this bow and arrow.
Katniss Everdeen, where are you?
Oh my god, Katniss is here.
I'm gonna, no, because I said Miss Everdeen. Where are you? The spirit of Katniss came over me and that's actually scary. She's here with us.
Are you? Come into the tree.
So Sophie, all you've got to say, Katniss, where are you?
Katniss, where are you? Why doesn't mine work?
I'm just gonna Katniss. Retrieve my arrow.
Am I using it the right way?
This is the full fit.
The full OOTD.
These ballet bumps are so comfortable, guys.
So how does it work?
Right, I'll give you a You're looking at him, fuck you!
Just missed Chizzy by a few centimetres. That went shoo right in front of your eyes. Oh my god, we've done it! Thank you, Katniss. Thank you, Spirit of Katniss.
Thank you, Spirit of Katniss.
Oh, okay, question of the week. We should have these prompts. We could be fairy godmothers.
That would have been cute. But not very Valentine's Day.
Mm.
Right?
But still quite, you know, granting wishes.
True.
But I guess that's what we are.
We are.
Cupids.
We say, a love.
Love. You will fall in love.
I wish you the spirit of love.
Mm. Oops.
It's like what they did on Disney. On Disneyland.
The fake Mickey Mouse.
Yeah. Right.
Right. Okay, let's do this.
Okay, so
let's get into it, you guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
So,
everybody.
Happy V-Day. So, our question of the week this week is. Okay, this is just a very simple yes or a no.
Let's not waste any time here.
No, we're not wasting no time. So, the question of the week is, are you saying Happy Valentine's Day to your situationship? Okay.
Good question.
Yeah. So
an awkward time of year to be in a situationship.
It is, because if you are wanting more from said situationship, this could get really awkward.
This holiday only emphasizes
this celebration.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emphasizes
the
your
lovers.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, and it's for the lovers of all kinds.
Yes.
But situationships,
they're not lovers.
It's truly going to mark whether
this is going to blossom or this is going to die.
Yeah. Because if I was in a situationship that I just thought, this is just, you know, this is not, you know, this is not love, this is not boyfriend, girlfriend vibe, blah, blah, blah. If they then said,
Happy Valentine's Day, Pookie.
Happy Valentine's
to
Day,
me.
Baby.
Smoochie, smoochie.
I love the all black.
Good lord, babe. Yeah.
Good lord, babe, happy Valentine's Day to you. You know, you'd be a bit like, whoa.
Whoa.
I didn't
you'd
think
be like,
we were
oh,
there.
We're on different pages.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, are you saying happy Valentine's Day to your situationship? Are you?
No.
I'm not either.
No.
I'm not either. So we've got either, yeah, why not? Or yikes, absolutely not. 70% said, yikes, absolutely not.
Yeah, we're in the same boat.
But then the 30% said, yeah, why not? It's not that deep.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
They're on that. It's just like saying Merry Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think if I was in love with my situationship and they were in love with me, I'd
be really scared.
I would be like hoping that on Valentine's Day they were going to commit, they were going to admit their love.
Yeah, because it's the chance for them to
it's the perfect opportunity.
If you're apprehensive about showing love and, love to someone who you're not sure if they're ready to receive.
Yeah.
Oops. Then
this is the perfect occasion.
Yes, it is, right?
Yeah. Did anyone respond to that?
Oh God, let's see.
Let's see if anyone's explained a bit further in the DMs.
Responded. It would be a happy Valentine's Day if he took me out. Mm. Yeah, okay. Yeah. No, unless I'm asked to be a Valentine. Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah.
So are we needing to be asked to be a Valentine before the fact
from the situationship?
Yeah, weeks before Valentine's Day.
Yes.
I think that's what it is. But smart. Then it might be a bit of a slap in the face to be asked to be a Valentine and not a girlfriend.
Yes. That's a good point.
If he does, I will.
Yeah.
So give
that's what I think I would let him take the lead.
Oh, here we go. Yes, as a sarcastic joke, but also so he gets the hint to hurry up and take it serious.
Good point.
Just a little hinty hint.
Yes.
I found a Valentine's Day card from another girl literally on his dresser. Sarah said here.
God, Sarah, was this Sarah's last? Having a bad day.
I'd say in a fun, happy, haps vowels, babe.
Haps vowels?
Yeah. Wow. So it's easy like breezy. That.
Easy breezy.
It haps vowels. Not serious, like happy Valentine's Day, my sexy love, lover.
My one true love, my soulmate.
Right. Yeah. So it's
haps vowels.
So it
okay.
all comes down to the tone.
Delivery.
And delivery. Look yeah. at my one. Delivery.
I like that.
Yeah,
I
think that if I was trying to make the switch from like serious situationship, just like
I'd go friends, haps val then.
Yeah,
LOL.
I would do the sarcastic route. They're like, it's Valentine's Day today. Mm. Haps vals. Let's see what response we get.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if I don't like them, I'm not saying anything.
No, but that's
probably won't speak to
I'm
you for the day.
That's
actually,
if I want to try and transition into the switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yes, thank you.
Good luck out there today then, folks.
Yeah.
In your situationships.
Be
safe out there.
As the kings and queens of the Cupid land today.
Of love land.
We would like to wish you all the best of luck in your endeavours.
Take care. Oops.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
Okay.
This is quite offensive to us.
First person that needs to be here with the love bug drug from Cupid. This is quite offensive to us.
Yeah, this is our whole being. One day we get to come out and be who we want to be.
And you're out here calling us a fucking scam.
The world doesn't, have a lot of use for us, Cupids, apart from
we get
14.
One day.
We get one day. And this man over here, let's see what he's got
Try
to say
take
for
it
himself.
Away from us.
We've not even said what he said.
We work all year for this,
we
for this
do.
One day. My boyfriend thinks Valentine's Day is a scam.
Do you think this is a scam?
Does this look like a scam to you?
Does this look like a scam to you?
Oops. Okay, so me and my boyfriend have been together for 5 years.
Wow. Also, in my experience,
go on, Cupid.
When they say, it's just a scam, it's just giving lazy.
Yeah.
Like, get over it. Show your partner that you love them. Like, like, do you
bit
know
of
what
affection.
I mean? Just like a bit of something like, but you are so adamant that, it's a scam, I'm not doing anything. And it's just like,
it's a rip-off.
Rip-off. It's a heart. If it's going to make your partner
fix
happy.
Fix your attitude.
Right. I went into Tesco yesterday. So easy.
It is easy. Box of chocolates.
Sweets, box of chocolates, a little stuffed teddy and some red roses.
And a little card.
Right, you put it in your basket while you're doing your weekly shop. It's really not hard.
Self-checkout.
So like, if they're trying so hard to prove, oh, it's a scam. Mm. Not getting involved this year. No. Come on. Like, I think it's a big red flag.
Ever since I've known him, I have known how he feels about Valentine's Day because it's how he feels about... Oh God, this size of fucking... It's how he feels about all holidays and celebrations. Oh, please.
What about Santa Claus?
Fuck, even Christmas, she's put... Oh my God.
No fun.
He thinks they're a scam. They are made to be so big just so people spend a load of money. I kind of get where he's coming from. That's because you've been indoctrinated by him. But at the same time, you know, relax and just enjoy these things in life. I have bought him a car for some years, but only if it's a funny one, that it's related to something that we've been watching recently or spoken about. I feel like she's too afraid to take it seriously because he doesn't take it seriously.
Just looking at, I would be too. It's like, I don't want to piss you off by like getting you a Valentine's card.
I don't want it to feel unreciprocated.
But also, like, I would, you know, if I was to get you a Valentine's card, I want you to be like, oh my God, thank you so much. Put it in your memory box, you know.
We have gone for dinner before, but it's always 1 or 2 weeks before or after.
Right.
And I just act like it's a Valentine's Day, you know, date.
Yeah.
It used to bother me more at the start of our relationship, but now not so much. He shows me love in different ways and all year round.
Okay, that's good.
But am I just being complicit? I love V-Day and I want flowers, cards, a date night. That's it. I'm not asking for, you know, presents because my love language is massively quality time. Mm-hmm, date night doesn't even have to cost anything. Like, I would just want to get a bottle of wine, make some TikTok pasta. Gorge.
Yes, you know, there's all like heart pasta.
Oh,
how cute is it? A bowl of pasta with tomato sauce.
I would love that. Bit of cheese.
Bit of cheddar, you know.
I love hot chocolates.
Yeah, and I saw in Tesco yesterday a heart-shaped pancake pan. You can make little heart-shaped pancakes.
I mean, if you want to go big budget, Le Creuset. Heart-shaped dishes,
crockery,
spoon dishes, all sorts.
That's my kind of.
Not really a question here, but if you have any advice or thoughts, I'm all ears. I just thought some girls might relate who also have weirdo boyfriends who act like a fraud service around any holiday. and this is the two of them.
Oh, let me see.
Really sweet couple.
Oh, really beautiful. Let me know what? The phone.
Yeah, you strike that. Getting bullseye in his head.
Lucy apologizes to your phone.
Sending good Valentine's Day thoughts. Watch all the way face. From Cupid.
Oh. Sending Valentine love straight to Brian. Watch out. Sending love and good vibes over there.
Okay,
I'm glad he shows you love all year round.
Do you know what this is just a simple matter of, I get that you don't really care about it, but me being your girlfriend, I would really like us to mark this day and just, you know, have a bit of fun and just make a little cute meal or get each other a card. Like, I just want to like make a fuss about the day. I know you don't get it, but I like it. And as my boyfriend, you should just want to make me happy
on
this
day. You
know
what? I can relate to this massively. So I was in a relationship.
Brilliant. Let's hear it.
Marvel.
Oh, fucking hell, this was a time to be
alive. Right, I don't like
Chintzer
Marvel.
All of a sudden starts watching Aquaman and all sorts.
Well, because I'm trying to, I want to show you that, you know, I'm, you know, can enjoy the things that you like too, because, you know, that and that's what you do, right? Yeah. And it's like you're...
Leaning into their hobbies.
Right, so you do things that you don't particularly... I mean, not other things, but stuff like TV shows and films and Valentine's Day.
Yeah. And if your girlfriend loves Valentine's Day,
all it
just
takes,
buy a fucking card.
All it takes is a card, £1.50.
Please, we're asking for
£2.75 if we get one with a pop up. You know, if we get the big one, yes, they're £5.
It doesn't have to be that
big.
I've
always wanted a huge card. Haven't
Me too.
I remember we going to Clinton's. You see
the massive
to my wife A3. That's what I want. A2.
Huge. I want personalized cards always.
Yes.
Shows extra effort and thought and pre-planning.
Yeah. Yeah, you can still get next day delivery.
Mm, it's not hard.
On moonpig.com. We know Moonpig very well, don't we?
So, I mean, look, at least your boyfriend shows you love every other day of the year.
But how can we say to him, look, you love golf.
Lighten up.
And I watch golf when you have it on and I support you. Say, oh, is it a good game
today? Oh, this is so
fun. Is it a good game today?
Did he get it in the hole?
You know, when I buy you, you know, golf gloves.
And golf polos. And golf. And those weird shorts.
Yeah, and golf memorabilia and golf hats.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you can't buy me a bunch of flowers with a £1.50 card.
Grow up.
Rest our cases. Moving on.
I rest my case.
Pew. Okay, Sarah.
Here we go.
I remember shooting her a couple of weeks back.
I remember setting that in motion. She's a tricky one to get hold of.
She's a loud one to lock down. Sure. Right. So we've obviously not done that best of a job here.
Oh no!
Because he's my boyfriend, but not my boyfriend. So we've not
got to get back out there. The potion didn't work
quite as hard as we should have.
We'll bring that up with head office.
We will, with the head.
You leave that with us.
Right, so hi girls. So Valentine's is this week.
Sure, it's today.
As we know. Mm. Well, it is today.
Our calendar revolves around it.
Right. I have been seeing this guy. He's the sweetest guy since October.
Quite a while.
Last year. We have always had a bit of history / eyes for each other. And had random small flings in the past, but nothing long-term or serious. It has taken me by surprise that I'm now looking at him in this light.
Ooh, well, that was thanks to our little potion that we slipped you a couple of days ago.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'm shocked that I'm giving him a serious shot after him being under my nose the whole time. It's always the ones.
Yeah,
under
think
the
about
nose.
That.
Mm-hmm. Now, 4.5 months have passed. I was going to say passed. But then that's not my vocab, so I said past.
Past.
4.5 months have now passed. And we have gotten...
Past.
And we have gotten quite close. Well, yeah, 4.5 months.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
No shit, Sherlock. Have passed. And we've now gotten quite close and have built something quite strong and solid. Oh my God, this is really nice.
This is nice. Yeah.
You know, sometimes slow and steady does win the race.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, in saying that, we are both holding back majorly because we have always known he's moving away for uni.
Oh.
In a few months to somewhere not very far. Oh, but still puts distance between us. Is that a...
Distance between us. What song is that? Distance between us.
We're soaring. That one. We're flying.
What's distance between us?
In heaven that we can reach. If we're trying,
so we're breaking free.
Now we're breaking You know the world can see us
in a way that's different than who we are.
Green space between till we're separate parts.
Rising till we release it up
so everyone can see we're breaking free somewhere.
Yeah, I don't think
where's
that's...
Where's the line where he says break distance? Creating space. Maybe that's what it was. Distance between us. That's how they did it. Creating space between us till we're separate parts. Zach, incredible performance.
Zach, round of applause.
Okay.
Distance between us.
Okay, so.
Till we're separate parts.
Oh. Okay. Sorry, where was I? Okay, so not very far, but still puts distance between us. A plane ride away. Oh.
Oh.
We're not in England.
No, we can't be, can we?
Nope, we're in the US.
Mm.
It's
or another country.
Or Australia.
Yeah, you could be Sydney and Melbourne.
Because I wouldn't say, if you were a plane ride from me, I would say that's close.
Uh-uh.
But in America, a plane ride, you know, you can fly from Palm Springs.
Potato.
From Palm Springs to LA.
Sure can.
Right?
Right.
Absolutely. It's for this reason.
Unless he's going to Ireland.
Yeah, Glasgow. That's far.
That's not an island.
I said Glasgow. Or Glasgow. Okay. So that's, you know.
And I said, no. Yeah, Glasgow.
So if you're down at the bottom in Cornwall.
Yeah.
That is
a plane ride away.
But I would not say that's close.
It's not close. It's opposite ends of the country.
Yes, but Americans,
yeah, it's about a day's worth of travel.
I do think Americans say a 2 hour plane ride as close. Because it takes them hours to drive.
So true.
Across that huge anywhere. City. I mean, a country.
Yeah.
It's for this reason, we don't know whether to put a label on it and do long distance or just be friends and see if we are meant to be later down the track. My voice is going.
It's these cheeks. They're very soft, I have to say. It's quite satisfying.
Yeah, right. Okay, so.
Okay.
You guys have kind of spoken about it, but it's like, we're going to be long distance.
Mm, do we want to sign up for that?
Also, like, I guess it's like, yeah, he's going to uni, he's going to be meeting new people. Mm. You know, there's that
Does
level
of
stuff.
Does he want to be tied down to someone back home?
Right. Okay, so you're thinking, yeah, because, yeah, it's whether you say, if we're meant to be, we'll be later down the track. Oh, no. But like in High School Musical,
I gotta go my own way.
You know, Vanessa, it's my bad.
That's how real it was for us.
Gabriella thought it was best to part ways.
She did. Albuquerque.
Albuquerque, and I'll be going to Albuquerque where I can do basketball and musical theater. Where does Troy go?
I don't know.
Okay. But then Troy, you know, he makes
sacrifice.
That effort.
Yeah.
And he came and they danced together under that tree.
Yeah. Well, Troy's a real man.
Yeah. Yeah. Troy, yeah, he flew to her.
Mm.
Or did he drive? And then he decided to go to a uni closer to Gabriella.
Finding someone.
Where did Gabriella go for uni?
I don't know. Someone went to Albuquerque.
Albuquerque. No, Troy goes to Albuquerque in the end.
Yeah.
So he can do basketball and musical theater. And then he does a twist. And musical theater. Pop and lock and jam and break.
Pop. And jam and break. My thing just ripped. Okay, right. Let's keep going. Let's get through this. This poor girl needs our help. We're exhausted. We've been in the studio for hours.
Pop and lock. Okay. 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 So we don't know what to do. It's not okay. I'm getting hot and sweaty now.
I'm delirious.
I have to pop the arms out. Right.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, coming V-Day. It's approaching, obviously. I don't know what he would honestly do, as I can see both ways. Right, so now you're like, well, what's going to happen with this Valentine's Day situation?
I'm getting very hot.
It's the laughing. Guys, the main way you stay cool, right, is heat releasing from your skull. We can't. Nothing's releasing. This is not our real skulls, okay?
We haven't shaved our heads.
Yeah, this is a lot of layers of stuff, so we're getting very hot. It's like we've got a woolly hat on and on our cheeks, like we've got a scarf on. Here we go. V-Day is approaching.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he is going to do, as I can see it going both ways.
So you can see him either ignoring it completely
and being like, we're not going long distance. I'm not even going to put any effort into this day because I don't know what's about to happen between us two.
Or you think this could be your moment to make something official here.
It could so be his moment, right? But so I don't want to get my hopes up thinking that we're going to have some really lovely plans.
Yeah, thinking he's going to say, by the way, I've booked this. But I meet me here.
Right, but then saying that, but I can't help but think we are practically dating.
Yes. /
would be dating if he wasn't moving because we're at that spot. You know, we've been seeing each other for 4.5 months.
Yeah, you've been seeing each other a while now.
Well, you're at that place where...
Usually the girlfriend question would be right around the corner, about now.
Right, and you should be in love zone.
Yes.
Right?
And you're thinking, well, I can see that, but because you're moving, it's putting a question mark on things.
Right, so then she's thinking that and said, therefore, surely he will do something with me. Then on the flip side, I do understand that because we haven't actually decided whether we are going to commit fully, take our walls down and do long distance, I see what he may not choose to do the Valentine's Day with me and be a bit more relaxed.
Sentence? I see why he may choose not to do the Valentine's Day without me. Sorry?
Okay. I see why he might not choose to do Valentine's Day with me and will be a bit more relaxed about it all.
Yes.
I just so hope he does something.
Right.
As most girls love V-Day.
Hell yeah.
And even a small gesture would be cute and would mean a lot to me. Yeah. Mm,
yeah, definitely.
Whether he and I choose to do long distance is a whole other kettle of fish. And I am prepping for heartbreak. Stop.
We'll come to the rescue.
Yes. But that's another story. Sad face, over.
Oh, wow. That's brutal. Right?
Where is she? Let's shoot the phone.
Where am I aiming? Hold it. Let me try that again.
That is not a good sign. We've got to get it right. Come on. Use all your strength.
Candice.
Come on. Shoot us. Please.
How?
Pull it back like that.
That's a girl.
Oh, she's got it now.
Candice, you're a bitch.
Oh, again. Oh, God. This poor girl. That was pretty good. Is it meant to hit the phone or not? Okay.
That's my arrow.
I guess it's a see what happens situation.
Well, I think, the good thing about this day is that in situations like this, it can encourage you to take matters into your own hands.
Yes.
And
let them know what you want and what you're expecting.
Because, a lot of the time, like, situationships, they can coast. That's what they do, right? They coast. And all of a sudden, you've been in a situationship for 8 fucking months. You're like, how the hell have I got here? Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's nice when this day comes around because it forces you to kind of stop and think, like...
And reflect.
Do I want more from this person or do I not? Like...
Am I okay if they don't want more from me?
Yeah, it can actually open up the floor to like a good conversation. Mm-hmm. It can be quite of a awakening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So maybe use this as your opportunity. Like, you've obviously realized now, thinking about this day, that you've realized that you really want him to make a move and you really want him to say happy V-Day and get you a little card and not acknowledge the day with you. Like, you have realized that you actually want that from him. So that should show you that you actually really like this guy.
I think you're willing about to do him. Long distance, right?
And I think if he said, I've booked this for 8 p.m., you would be thrilled. You would be, oh my God, here we fucking go. Let's do this. But and the fact that you've not heard anything back from him yet about plans or bookings or suggesting any dates. It's making you think like, oh, maybe it's
He's not that bothered. Or...
So, I mean, look, see what happens today.
Yeah.
See how it goes. You're going to get your answer either way of how seriously this guy takes you. Mm-hmm. If he is seeing this developing, if he sees this as something which is going to develop into a relationship or not, mm-hmm. like today could be very telling for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you don't have the day that you want and he, you know, falls short of what you're expecting,
let that be the sign.
Let that be the sign, you know, that maybe actually, okay, maybe this is winding down now.
He's not the one for me. Thankfully, he's moving away. I'm not going to have to see him out and about. Yeah. I can move on.
Yeah.
It was nice while it lasted, but I wanted more.
Yeah.
He couldn't give that to me. He's moving away. He wasn't ready to commit to long distance. Therefore, I deserve more than that. And
because
it's that.
The thing is, like, it is so easy to... do some like to it's make a Valentine's so Day gesture. It's so easy. All the cards it's are filled so with Valentine's shops at every checkout. Valentine's Day cards.
Every checkout
there's cards.
Deliveroo, Sophia, you can buy stuff.
Little bags of chocolate, a bouquet of flowers. Like that's literally all it is.
My mum,
one of the three or all right. three or two out of three.
My mum would just get her daughters a card and a packet of heart chocolates. And that for me, I was like, ooh, that's lovely.
Yeah, that's all people expect. So if they don't do that for you, it is like, really?
Well, also
like, it's not hard to make someone feel very special on Valentine's Day.
Mm. What's that mean? I've seen what I needed to see.
I've seen what I needed to see. And So.
And I'm sorry Sophia's arrow wasn't working then.
Yeah, there's something wrong with this. I'll take it to the shop when we get back to Cupid's Land.
I have to take it to the shop. Yep, we're going to have to. Right, next up. Baby.
Okay, some different vibes here. First V-Day single in 3 years.
Congratulations.
We
are the key.
This is going to be a beautiful
day
for you.
We do love love, but also we love single people.
We love self-love.
Self-love.
Mm. Yay.
And we would like to celebrate you on this first single Valentine's Day.
Absolutely. This is for you. So
this is... for you. This goes out to all the lovers out there.
And the lovers, lovers. So, this is just a quick dilemma, as I'm just so stuck. Me and my Brian of 3 years broke up at the end of September, as we had just changed as people. We met at 18, now mm-hmm. both 21. We're just at different points.
Congratulations.
We are currently on no contact, and it's been about a month. Pretty good.
Well done. No contact is hard.
But it's what you need.
But it's what you need.
It's the only way you are going to move forward and close the chapter.
Only way. If I do not believe you can remain in contact and move on.
I think you're just delaying the breakup.
Yeah.
You're delaying facing it.
Yeah.
In my opinion. When it gets to big events like Christmas, New Year, birthday, I get myself really down as I realize it's another event without him. We never went big on Valentine's, but we always went for dinner. Sorry. I'm just looking at Chintz and she's got these big chubby cheeks and the bald head. Sorry.
I'm getting hot.
We never went big on Valentine's, but we always went for dinner and did cards.
So,
you know, the usual things.
The usual. Yeah, exactly. That's
year,
all it takes.
All it takes. This year, I'm struggling because I physically cannot get him out of my head. Mm. What on earth do I do to distract myself when all my friends have boyfriends or live away?
Oh.
Just looking for any advice. How on earth do I get over him when my gut tells me it's not over yet? I have attached a photo of me and Brian for my anniversary weekend in the summer.
Please, can I see?
Looks like Taylor Lautner.
Very handsome. Very beautiful.
It's giving Shark Boy. Mm. Listen,
right.
The good thing about Valentine's Day being on a Wednesday, the day's just breezing by.
At least it's not a Saturday night. Bingo.
Bingo. Weekend, everyone's going to forget about this little shindig.
Yeah.
We'll be long gone memories.
We'll be in hibernation mode for 300 days.
And 65.
We only come out at the end of Jan.
Just to start.
It's only when the Valentine's chocolates start hitting the shelves.
Yeah, that we.
Is it end of Jan? Mm. January? That we start to... quaff the quaff.
The hair starts to grow.
We start curling.
And our wings start spreading. I think, look, the day is going to pass by. It's not a big deal. It's only a big deal if you make it a big deal, if you want to make it a big deal. Like Valentine's Day can just, whew,
yeah.
Like it's a no. It's just another normal Wednesday. Yeah.
If it was me, yeah, you know, because initially I thought, rally the friends.
Yeah.
Okay, they're in relationships. Fine. If it was me.
Be that way.
I'm going to be that way.
Enjoy.
If it was me, I'm going to do all of my favorite things.
So am I. So am I.
I'm going to get my favorite food, whether that's making it myself,
ordering
it in, whatever. Mm. A fucking starter, main and dessert.
Yes.
And a late
I'm
night
getting
snack.
A good show on.
Right. I'm saving a good show or a good film that I've not seen before. Or I'm watching a classic that I know I love and it's going to make
me
smile.
So true.
You know?
Yeah.
Something that we know is going to have a positive outcome. Mm. Right? Then, you know, I'm going to put on some cute PJs.
Yes.
You know, that I treat
myself
to. Little
face mask.
Little self-care night. Just doing everything that's going to make you feel
Maybe
good.
Maybe put some fake tan on.
Yeah.
You know, wash hair, your hair mask,
you know, do my nails, paint my toes, you know, whatever.
Little things like that.
Yeah. Little
just
things.
Just have a nice time.
Lighting your favorite candle, incense on, setting the mood, and just marking it as just like, look, I've got myself.
Mm.
And right now that's the most important thing.
Little midweek treat.
Yeah.
Pamper night for one.
You're always gonna remember that amazing night where you took care of yourself and you loved yourself.
Watched a good show.
And you were alone, and do you know what I mean? And you just and then
it doesn't have to be. Don't think about it as a depressing, sad. No. Oh, it's another year that I'm not with the guy that blah blah.
Because eventually, when you do find the love of your life, you'll look back and go, "Oh, I really valued that one Valentine's Day when I was alone." You know, I wish I wasn't so down about it
in the moment.
Yeah, because you know, you could have met this guy or this girl 6 months later and then your life could have changed, right?
Yeah.
But I would do all your favorite things. FaceTime your mum, your dad, your auntie.
And maybe just stay off the socials.
Stay off the socials. Not that people even post happy.
I know they don't.
Apart
but
from
if
us
you're,
twats,
if you're not
say
in
it
a,
like this. But the, you know. Apologise.
Apologies about this. So
nothing,
sorry.
Nothing we can really do about it now. But, you know, make yourself a heart-shaped pizza. Like, celebrate it more as Galentine's. Celebrate your friends.
Self-love Galentine's.
You know, I'd send all my best friends a beautiful text. Happy Galentine's Day. Really value
Buy yourself
you.
Some flowers. Brighten up the home.
Yeah.
Tidy the space.
Yeah.
You know, fresh bed sheets.
And then you'll wake up on Thursday. Fresh as a daisy. It's gone.
Yeah, now, almost the weekend.
Now the
party
next
time.
Holiday we've got is Easter.
Fucking Easter. That's bring it on. Mini eggs. Let's go.
Mini eggs. Then we've got fucking
fucking bunnies going to be coming.
Bunnies. Then we've got Halloween. We've got none of this love shit, right? Yeah. So it's great for singletons.
We'll be dead and buried.
Yeah. Like I said, we'll be 300. We don't come out till Jan. Yeah. So, you know, it'd be great.
Yeah. Don't try not to wallow, you know.
Well, just see the positive.
Try to change the meaning of the day for you. Like the meaning of this day for the past few years has been about you and your boyfriend, and now the meaning of this day is for you
it's
to have a
you.
Lovely pamper night, or for you and your friends, or for you and a sibling, or a family member, or a cousin. Like it's just for you to have a nice time on your
own. I get why
or
it's
doing
hard
whatever.
Though, because she feels like it's not finished, and then you're kind of like, well, if we could just rekindle, then we could have it. I get that, but then you know it did end for a reason. You kind of said. You were at
different
places.
Points. You met when you were 18. You're 21 now.
You know, and maybe once you've both done a bit of growing, you will come back together. But I feel like you know there's still time for that.
Yeah.
You know, look forward to that if it's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
But don't
spend your time pining after it, because if it's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Yeah, and you don't know what's
and it
happen.
Might it might not.
Yeah.
It might not be right.
Yeah.
Maybe it shouldn't.
No, seriously, I hope tonight, it's tonight.
Tis the night.
You have a really lovely night. I really do. You know?
A merry Valentine's Day.
A merry Valentine's Day to all.
And to all good night. No, we're not finished yet.
I want to shoot the lens. I'll do that at the end. Because if I break it, got to pay for it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, this is something we've never had actually before,
never
ever
had
in our entire career.
Shout out to all the Valentine's Day babies.
Yes. So, but pretty we've special. Also never had mum versus boyfriend. Have we?
We've never seen that in our time.
We've had...
best friend versus boyfriend.
We've had, I guess, mother-in-laws. Mm-hmm. Guess not. So mum versus boyfriend on Valentine's Day and a sad face.
Yikes.
Happy girls. Happy, happy.
Happy girls. Girls. We try.
Hey, girls.
Hey.
Wednesdays with you are my favorite day of the week.
Wow.
Well,
that's magic.
I have a big problem coming up next week for Valentine's Day today.
Fucking sounds like it, yeah.
It's my first ever Valentine's Day with my boyfriend. Congratulations.
An important one.
It is. It
because
sets
it
the
often
tone.
Sets the tone mm-hmm. for how you guys are gonna, what your Valentine's Days
vibes
will be like.
Vibes are gonna be like, yeah.
Yeah.
We've been together for 7 months. Congratulations. Aww,
that's a nice time to have a first.
It is.
Still in that honeymoon phase.
We're really serious about each other. He is the absolute love of my life.
Wow.
My boyfriend booked us a night away at a really luxurious hotel.
Luxurious hotel.
For the night. Mm-hmm.
Wow, big
booked
spender.
Big spender.
Spend a little time with me.
Booked dinner and even bought me an outfit for the occasion.
Wow.
I've never had an outfit be bought for me. That's really lovely.
That's really sweet.
The problem is, here lies the problem.
The problem is, here lies the problem. We can't read today, I don't think.
It's my birthday on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And my mum has, wow, what a good, you are the queen of love.
The queen of love.
Yeah.
You're our
queen. You are love.
Mm.
You're our queen.
You are our queen.
It's true though.
It's true.
The goddess of love.
The goddess of love. Here
you
she
are the
is.
God of love.
February 14th.
Yes, no, it's true. So it's my birthday on Valentine's Day and my mum has also planned me an overnight stay in Edinburgh. Dinner booked, even bought me an outfit for the occasion.
God, everyone's buying outfits.
Your mum's planned you a trip, Edinburgh, hotel, dinner, outfit. Your boyfriend's... how do you possibly decide between the two? Your new lover of 7 months, who you love very much, very serious.
The woman who brought you into the world.
The lady who
birthed
grew you
on this day.
On this day. And she wants to celebrate this day just as much as you because it was the day that she went through a lot.
Yes.
Right?
And her Valentine's Day present was you.
You. And then ever since then, she's never had a Valentine's Day because it's your birthday. This has been a tradition on my birthday for years. Well, yeah.
Yeah,
my mum uses it as something to look forward to throughout January.
Of course.
It's the highlight of her year.
Wow.
Both hotels.
Because you are the light of her life.
Oh,
simple as that.
Simple as that. Both hotels have been paid for.
Fucking hell. Do these two not know each other?
Did he not think to ask? Outfits bought and given to me. Oh, girl, blimey. Okay, so okay. I don't know what
anyone
to do.
Anyone got a receipt for those?
I know, I'm keeping the outfits. Mm. I don't want my boyfriend to have paid over £200 for this night and it be ruined. And for my mum to be really disappointed and spend the night alone.
Oh my God. You fucked it. You're going to need a clone.
Yeah, we can clone you.
Get to the lab. Stat.
Please help me decide on what I should do.
Oh, no.
So what it is your mum's going to lose money. Well, actually, your mum might still go, but still, it's not that. And then your boyfriend's going to lose money because no one booked it with a refund policy.
No one's paying at the property.
Just to add, I'm a competitive cheerleader. Wow.
Wow.
Congratulations. And I have training throughout that day.
Go Wildcats.
So I won't be able to do something through the day with one and then the evening with the other. Right, so you're not even like, got I you. Can't even go, you know,
you can't split the day
with my mud
with my mud mud
yeah, with my mum in Edinburgh. It's an evening thing. I have to decide, please. SOS.
Shit.
My boyfriend's going to lose out on the £200. Can't leave my mum alone.
No.
That's your mother.
You've got to sack the boyfriend. Yeah,
you know, I'm sorry. He didn't ask me what my usual plans are on my birthday.
I think especially because this is a tradition that you and your mum have done.
She's going
to
be heartbroken.
Every year, by the sounds of it. It would be a real shame to let that go. Mm. I also understand that you take this boyfriend very seriously. And this is your first Valentine's Day with
How
him.
Special.
Like the first one as well. You're probably quite looking forward to it. Mm. He's made so much effort. You know, you're probably looking at some of your friends thinking your boyfriends don't even want to spend money on
a
card.
Yeah, I know. And you think
and
you're
here's
grateful.
This boy spending money in a hotel.
Yeah.
And it's just a shame that because neither of them communicated with the other to check in or...
Because on another planet, you know, I don't have plans on a Valentine's Day. It's just
right.
It happens to be my birthday and I have plans with my mum usually.
Right.
But like any other boyfriend who wants to plan such a thing, please be my guest.
Oh, gosh.
No, but you're...
I think what you do here,
can't
you have
he,
to just
can't he
sit.
Can he ring the hotel and he move? We move the night.
Can he move it?
Because we're not cancelling it. We're moving it to Saturday night.
Yeah.
Is that not an option? And then your mum can just have the usual tradition because she's been looking forward to it all year.
She's a highlight of her year, for
no,
God's sake.
No, and you know, mums are
you
always going to be
away.
There. You know, and when mums, you know, they're not here forever.
You were born on this day.
Yeah. And like, you know, that makes me really sad. The thought of your mum alone in that hotel.
I think... Look, no one's going to be angry at you.
No.
Because
it's not
all,
your fault.
All parties can see this has been a double booking situation. Like, you're very lucky. You know, your mum wants to spend time with you. You've got a boyfriend who wants to spend time
lucky.
With you. It's just a shame that you feel like you're going to be letting one of them down. Like, arguably the two most important people to
in
you are
going
to be letting one of them down and upsetting one of them. And I think you can just explain the situation to both of them. Just be like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like... You've both booked, blah, blah, blah.
You know what? Your mum might be really...
Your mum might even say...
Insist on you spending
it
with
him. Go with
your
boyfriend. Yeah, you never know.
Even I would shed a tear. But she might insist. You know, and then that's a really good mum. Because she's going to be sad, though.
She got any siblings she can take instead?
I don't know.
Or
but this is her birthday. It's her special day. And if she's celebrating, you know, Valentine's Day with you and your birthday... But the most important thing is, it was not your fault. Neither of them's going to be angry. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not to blame.
No.
All right? So it's not
you. To blame.
You're to blame. You and you.
Not me.
Not me. Yeah. But you know, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like.
Let them figure it out.
Yeah. I'd say,
hopefully
you two both have the same day. Fight.
Fight for me. Go. Yeah, yeah, but that's a tricky one.
No,
cool, blimey.
But my instinct would be...
Boyfriend, move the hotel to the weekend.
Yeah.
We can have a V-Day weekend, Friday, Saturday,
my
Sunday.
My mum.
Mum, B-Day, Wednesday, let's go.
Yeah.
Edinburgh, here we come.
Yeah, like my mum's my mum.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, baby.
Boyfriend, will speak about you at the weekend.
Yeah, like appreciate it, you know...
Bit more planning next time.
Yeah, bit more.
Bit more communication.
Communication, yeah.
Have you got each other's phone numbers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
No, but now he knows.
Bit of texty text next time then.
But now he knows the tradition.
Yes.
You know? Because traditions are hard to break.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
The landmarks of, like, the, of the year.
Me and my mum had a tradition called blimey. We're not breaking that tradition. No.
I haven't got any traditions.
Neither have I, but if we had one, I ain't breaking it.
Bon right. Chance.
But what did you say, bon chance?
That's good luck in French.
If you didn't, bon chance.
Wonder what happy Valentine's Day in French is. Bisous. That's kisses.
Bisous, mes amis.
Bisous.
Mon coeur is my heart. Mon coeur beats for you.
Mon coeur beats for you. Okay, welcome aboard, everyone. Cabin crew, seats for landing.
Seats for takeoff, please.
Your nearest exit may be behind you.
You might want to have a look behind you at where your nearest exit is.
And please keep seatbelts on at all times.
Madam, please take a seat.
So, do I take the pilot back and have a NYC Valentine's?
We could hit up Carbone.
Carbone, we absolutely can. Who's getting there on Valentine's Day? Wow. Got to be a big name to get that, Rez.
Big name. Mm. That's really hard to get a reservation at Carbone, we've heard.
Okay. I have a dilemma. Okay. I went out with this lad about 4 years ago and okay. he treated me horribly.
Oh.
It's not sounding good so far, Susan. He never let me meet his friends. We rarely went out in public.
I don't like the I don't like that.
We broke up because one of his mates sent me a screenshot of the boys' group chat where they were all pestering my guy for a picture of me as they never had seen me. At this point, we'd been officially together for 6 months.
What was his literal problem?
He'd sent a screenshot.
Why? But why do you not? You've made me official. We've been together for 6 months. Why don't you show me a profile
picture?
Why are we not going out in public? What?
Double lie? No, but his friends all know about you.
Just wait, so what was it? They weren't going out in public. They weren't what?
And they never met us. Never met the friends.
What on earth?
He sent a screenshot of a group picture from my private Instagram.
Okay.
And had circled one of my friends. Oh my god. She's actually put, which is sad because.
Oh, I would never recover.
She said, who is much prettier than me?
No, she's not.
No, we've got flamingos, we've got sunsets, we've got cupids. We're all beautiful and we all look very different.
Exactly.
We've got pandas, we've got babies,
exactly.
We've got fairies. We've got
elephants are beautiful, majestical creatures.
They're so true,
you know. But you know,
lions, tigers,
too.
And bears.
I'm beautiful too, but you know, I don't look similar to an elephant.
Yeah,
right. But we're both beautiful. My favorite is the sunset
and
to
the flamingo.
Both
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
And you don't look at a flamingo Mm-mm. and think, "Well, that makes the sunset look pretty shit."
Absolutely not.
That makes you don't compare
no.
them because comparison is the thief of joy.
It is.
So and you shouldn't compare yourself to your friends.
And someone else's beauty doesn't take away from what?
Your own.
Carry on.
So that's fucking rude though, that is.
I would never recover from that.
Neither would I.
I am never forgiving
I would
you from that.
Never recover from that.
A family member
on
anyone,
my grave. I would not recover
I
from that.
I would never forgive you for that.
When I confronted him, he did as all prick manipulators do and got very defensive.
Oh.
He was saying things like, I thought you loved me and why would you believe my friend when you're supposed to love me? How could you?
Wow. So I'm confronting you about something you've done and you have twisted it back on me. Wow.
So his friend...
Trying to accuse me. I've not done nothing.
So actually, one of his friends exposed him because one of his friends sent you the screenshot message. Yeah. Thank God my best mate took my phone from me and broke up with him for me then and there because he was really starting to convince me that I was wrong. A few months later, I found out he had also been cheating on me for 3 months of our relationship. Wow. So fast forward 4 years.
So makes a lot of sense as to why he doesn't want to be out in public with you. Doesn't want to make it.
He's been cheating on you.
You know, doesn't want to let people know because he's cheating on you. He's trying to find another opportunity to, you know, court someone.
So fast forward four years. I was having a stalk of his Insta and he is now a transatlantic pilot for the best airline in Ireland.
Ireland at Irish Air, know it well.
I accidentally liked one of his posts and wanted to die, but he refollowed me as soon as straight away DM'd me.
After Would you leave few, me alone?
After a few flirty messages, we ran into each other on a night out and ended up having the best time ever.
Okay.
We continued messaging and he brought me on a date last night. My self-respect told me not to go, but my current do it for the plot mindset told me I had to. We went for an amazing dinner in Dublin and it was so romantic. Oh. He bought me flowers, walked me home just to make sure I was safe. We ended up talking everything from the past through and he promised me that he'd changed. Then he took me by such a surprise, I literally nearly fell off the sofa. He asked me to go with him to New York for a week over Valentine's Day as he is being gifted the flights from work. Perks. I'd love to know if you think people can change. He seems to have really got his life together, which is a trait that seemed improbable for him 4 years ago. He has said that he is sorry for everything that happened when we were together and that he isn't like that anymore and has really worked on himself. Do you think it's all talk or if we were to try again, it would be different because he's a different person to the guy I knew 4 years ago, as far as I can tell. And more importantly, should I go to New York? I mean,
4 years is a long time.
And people do change and people can change.
I do believe some people do deserve a second chance, especially if he's apologized, owned up to, it's about, if he's apologized, owned up to his actions.
Recognize what he did wrong. Right,
recognize where he hurt you, recognize that, apologize
Validates
for that.
Your feelings.
Right, and said, that's not me now, and that kind of thing. You know, he's not being defensive, he's not being manipulative anymore, he's not, you know, gaslighting you anymore. You know what I mean? He's gone, I really want to apologize for that. That's not me now. I would never behave like that. I recognize
and
I hurt you.
4 years is a long time. It if is this a long was time. 4 months, I would say bullshit.
If this was even
you
like,
don't change like that in 4 months. But four years, I think you can really change as a person.
Like, it sounds
and you
like,
can work, you can do a lot of, you know, healing and growing and a lot of self-development.
It sounds
is that
like
even a word?
Yeah, self-development. It sounds like he's focused a lot in on four his career. Years. You know, progressed that way. Yeah, personally and professionally.
Yeah.
And I think in this instance, maybe he does maybe deserve a second chance for those free flights.
For the free flights.
but a second chance is, it. Like, it's been 4 years. He acknowledged where he hurt you. He took ownership. And that, for me, that's a sincere apology.
Yeah, me too.
Right? If it wasn't a sincere apology, and also, like, I'd say, like, your, fuck that. Like,
what's your gut telling you?
Right.
Like,
I feel like her gut's saying, like, we had a good
time. You
want
to kind of give it another go.
We had a good time in Dublin. He's looking good. He's got the perks of the job.
Yeah.
He's apologized. He seems sincere.
He's grown up.
You look, maybe just do it for the plot. You're saying I'm going to do it for the plot. Okay, let's go to New York, free flights, see what the week entails. We can come back and say, I'm never seeing that man again. Or it's like, do you know what? That was really lovely. He's definitely grown and evolved. And that
and maybe
was a great
like,
time.
Maybe this time, you know, because sometimes I think when you get back with an ex, you...
But then is it just stupidity? Because...
Well, sometimes I think when you get back with them, you... skip all of that, like, dating exclusive. You kind of find yourself back in like a serious relationship again almost straight away, and maybe you just need to try and take this slow, you know, like, keep dating other people. Don't, you're not exclusive to no one, you know, like, I'm gonna let you back in my life a little bit.
Just
you've apologized. I want to go on this trip. You seem genuine. We had a really great time. I had so much fun. I want to go. Like, if you want to go, then go.
And for the plot.
And, you know, try and keep it a little bit at arm's length. You know, I know on this trip, you're probably going to, you know, fall in love and have a great time, but you're still a single girl at the end of the day.
And also I'm thinking, like, maybe you breaking up with him when you found out was the wake-up call he needed.
Maybe
he'd never been, you know, maybe...
4 years is just a long time.
It's a long
like,
time.
I believe that people can change in four
Me
years.
Me too. So I think for the plot and for the free flights, let's go for it.
But unless,
like Soap said, keep him at arm lengths
for a little bit.
A little bit.
Unless, like, you look at him and it riles up all these emotions and then brings up all this shit from the past. Like, it's also whether you can take him...
On.
Yeah. As the person he is today as well.
Yeah, because you might look at him and think and just remember everything from before.
Yeah.
Right? And kind of get
reminded.
Bring
it all up again.
Yeah, and then you're never going to work past that. If you're going to have a good and healthy relationship, you know, you need to start afresh and start it with trust.
So it's whether you can start
afresh
too.
Love and respect, because he didn't have none of that.
No.
Right? So, and he needs to also acknowledge in this week, and he needs to apologize profusely and he needs to acknowledge all of his wrongs.
I think he has by the sounds of it.
Yeah, me too. But
it's
I whether hope he keeps apologizing.
It's also like whether you genuinely can accept it and move on yourself and forgive and forget yourself because... Yeah.
But I do think 4 years is a long, long time.
Long time.
And I think...
You yourself know how different you were 4 years ago.
You
know, you can...
Yes.
Yeah.
And what you would allow in a relationship and not allow. Mm. You know, and I imagine you've done a lot of growth also. And if you feel like, you want to go on
this trip.
For the plot, I'll
New
take
York,
the trip.
Big Apple, here we come, baby.
You know, when you had that good night.
Yeah. Have a couple more.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Cheers to
that. In the name of love.
Baby. Right.
This has been solely Valentine's Day dilemma.
As it should be.
Dilemmas.
As it should be.
Valentine's Day dilemmas.
Should I still give him his Valentine's gift?
Excellent question.
If you've got that receipt, I would return it.
I get the cash and run.
Yeah. But.
But.
Let's see here what we shall see. Hey, girls. Hope yous are well. We're doing very well.
We're doing pretty good. Thank you.
Short dilemma here. Myself and my boyfriend of nearly 4 whole years are going through a rough patch at the moment.
Okay.
I think we are going to break up this very weekend.
Oh, okay.
But with no
It's in the diary, is it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it
10 a.m.
You know,
Saturday, break up with
also,
Tom.
But also, like, if it's like we're working in the week, I'm going to see, I see you at the weekends like I usually do.
Yeah.
I'm going to fucking dump
we're
you.
We're going to have that chat.
But with no hard feelings or anger, if you get me. So it's just kind of run its course. You guys are kind of.
Okay, it's fizzled out.
Maybe, yeah, sometimes it gets like that. You both know it's.
Yeah.
Oh, there's no anger. No one's done anything wrong.
I'm just bored of each other.
Just
kind of over it.
Right. Okay, so that's as positive as it's going to be, I guess.
I guess.
We are just both on different
paths.
We are both just on different paths.
Paths.
And that's A-okay. It is.
It truly is.
It truly is.
Don't force it, hey?
Hey. However.
Don't force it for our sake.
For us lovers' sake. However. A few weeks ago, I bought him a Valentine's card and a nice piece of clothing.
Take it back.
Yeah. Or can you wear it? No, it's going to remind you. Okay. Nice piece. So I'm imagining like a nice t-shirt from like
nice
a nice
hoodie.
Brand. Yeah.
Nice jumper.
Oblivious that we would be going through this tough time at this moment.
God, this is actually interesting.
This is fresh
because if you've been together for 4 years and a few weeks ago, there was a breakup was not on the radar.
There must have been a whisper.
She's saying she didn't see it coming.
I know, but that
and
for
now,
me is shocking.
And now in a few short weeks, you've said no hard feelings, because it's just coming to an end.
Yeah.
That's quite a jump that we've made there in a couple sentences.
But kudos to you.
Kudos to you, girl.
Yeah.
We don't judge.
No, that we'll be going through this tough time at this moment.
Fucking hell, I wonder what happened.
I wonder, maybe it was a realization from her.
Chubby cheeks making me laugh.
I still love him very much. But I'm not sure whether it would be appropriate to give him the card and gift.
She still loves him very much.
What would you girls do?
Read that bit again.
I still love him very much, but I'm not sure whether it would be appropriate to give him the card and gift. What would you girls do? Much appreciated.
Wait for him to make the move.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But if you believe that it's run its course... So you can just give, maybe not the card. What are you laughing at now?
Your face. Sorry. Yeah. Dial it back.
If you still love and appreciate him,
yes,
just give.
Could be a parting gift.
Yeah, I might be tempted to, you know, you want to end on a good note. So you got good memories. I kind of be like, look, I love you very much. I'm so happy. So upset and deeply regretful.
Devastated. I'm heartbroken.
I'm completely elated. No. Devastated at this breakup in this very moment. Here is, I originally bought this as a Valentine's Day present, but this let's mark this as a parting gift. For you, sir.
Take it and I will leave. And I shall be gone. For you, my gentleman.
You know, but if I was feeling bitter, I'm going to go, I'm fucking taking that back and I'm going to shred that card.
Two options.
But you're feeling nothing but love.
Apparently.
So, you know, if it was me in that moment, if I'm still feeling the love, I'm going to give them
the
t-shirt.
My question is, like, does he know this breakup's coming at the weekend or not?
He doesn't sound like he knows. It sounds like you know.
It's like you're pretty organised. I don't know if he knows this is coming.
Sounds like he's going to have flowers, chocolates, cards, gifts, yeah. Bags, all sorts.
I think on the day, today, I would just wait for him to make the move.
Yes.
Let him initiate or not initiate. Like, for me, like, he would set the tone. If I was in your situation, I would just think, I'm going to let him play, like, I will just follow his lead.
But then,
and if he wants to do a present swap and a card swap, absolutely, I'm prepared. But I've got gifts, I've got cards, I've got notes, I've got chocolates.
But then, do we not want to get the breakup underway before we exchange gifts? are we meeting up on that Saturday? Kissing, smooches.
Well, I was imagining
exchanging gifts.
I was imagining
my emergency gift.
I was imagining Wednesday night, quick gift swap. Saturday breakup.
I see.
He shows up wearing the fucking new top you've bought him. I don't know.
Because you know, you don't want to write the card out and then he's hopeful on that Wednesday.
Well, this is the thing.
He's going to be so hopeful on that Wednesday thinking, I've got my love back. Yeah. You know, you've said so grateful.
That rough patch is over.
You know, because you've given him a nice card and a thoughtful t-shirt that he's wanted.
Ripping his heart out.
And on Saturday, we're thinking, TikTok, time's up.
Yeah. You're out of here.
Get out of here, mate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, to prep him for the breakup on Saturday.
Exactly. Be the avoidant type.
You need to be very cold and very distant today. And you need to show him that V-day, I'm not feeling the love.
Why don't we celebrate that when we're going through this rough patch? Those kind of vibes.
You need to get that emotion.
Because this poor lad, he is not expecting a single
does
thing.
Not know what's coming. So I think you could play it that way. Equally, you could...
But a rough patch does insinuate both parties are unhappy in this
it
moment.
It does insinuate that.
Doesn't it?
I don't know what I would do. I would.
I would
drop off the face of the planet.
I would refrain from gifting it until it's like, I'm so upset we're breaking up, but I bought you this.
Here you go, though.
I didn't wrap it. I still want you to have it.
I bought it for you.
Those vibes.
I want us to be on good terms.
Because I would expect my presents.
Thank you for a great 4 years.
Yeah.
Before that, have you got any presents for me back there?
Before that. Got anything you want to give me?
yeah, that's difficult.
Yeah, but I would not gift him it as a lovely Valentine's gift
because you don't just want to. Because that's just going to make the breakup even more difficult for you.
I would give the card to your mum or your best friend.
Ah,
yeah, we're not giving him the card.
Oh,
we're breaking up, aren't we? You're writing out the card.
I was going to, yeah. Not Whoa, really sure what games. I'm doing.
Whoa, your poor boyfriend.
Hot and cold.
Or I would write it to myself.
Yeah. Post it in the mail.
Happy Valentine's Day, Cinzia.
You're a superstar.
Get through this, babes.
That's difficult,
but I would hold, just because you don't want to get someone's hopes up in
if you're
going to
break up with
them. You know, because if you're thinking it's over and then you're... If I had a boyfriend, he was thinking, oh, I'm breaking up with Jinx, yeah. And then he gives me a bloody Valentine's card and a gift. I'm thinking, oh my God, there's hope, there's hope, there's hope.
It's
and
not
then he
fair.
Breaks up, it's not fair.
It's not fair.
Because it signifies a lot.
You need to give him a shit Valentine's Day so he knows what's coming, unfortunately. Yeah. You need to set the tone. Either ignore the day as a whole.
Yeah.
Don't wish him a happy Valentine's Day. Don't mention it.
Well, a rough patch to me insinuates that, yeah, we're going to
We're not really speaking
day.
Right now.
We're not even on that vibe.
Yeah. He might text you happy Valentine's Day. You could say it back, but that's about it.
Yeah, like I'm thinking that those are the vibes when I'm saying rough patch on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, me too.
It's not.
And then it's, shall we talk? Yeah.
Oh, I'm so upset about this breakup, but I did buy this. I wanted to have it. Mm. Those are the vibes.
Goodbye. You are the weakest link.
If he's got you a ring of some sorts, you can still take it.
Why not?
That's make it into jewelry. A toe ring. Take it to the jewelers. Can you make this into a toe ring?
Nose ring.
Yeah.
yeah. Earring.
Honestly, toe rings for the win, I think. Mm,
yeah, summertime's coming up. Mm-hmm. Sandy toes.
You know, and people love the toes. Wicked feet love the feet.
Yeah, they'd love a toe ring
I'm
on
sure
there.
Sure, they'd love a toe ring.
Could make some cash.
Absolutely. Oh. Ching. Hoop. Ching. Ding. Right.
Oh, well.
To all the lovers
out
there.
To all the lovers out there.
Whether
happy Valentine's
you are
Day.
Loved up, married, fiancéed, singled, situationshipped.
We hope you enjoy the day.
Valentine's Day.
It's a day of love, even if
it
that
is
self-love.
Self-love,
family love, platonic love, romantic love, all of the loves. That's what the day is for, right?
And as Cupids, we're here to let you know that.
Just to keep it so we fresh in your brain.
Keep it fresh in your brain. So
you can
just
almost see our brains.
You can fucking see my brain spilling out the back of this bowl cap.
It's very back heavy. Pulling me back.
Very brain heavy. If you can see that there.
It's all that wisdom.
It's all that wisdom I've been holding back here.
It's because we're old. We've grown very big brains.
And a fun fact of the day, as you go older, your head does get bigger.
Does it?
Nope.
So does your ears and your nose.
But your nose and your ears never stop growing. Mm. Isn't that a crazy fact?
So stay safe out there, folks.
So I hope whatever you're doing today, you've had a good day. Eat your favourite food. Watch your favourite things.
Definitely.
You know, and just
have some
do what makes you happy.
Unless you're allergic.
Whether that's eating carrots and hummus. Mm-hmm. Or that's, you know,
pickled cucumbers.
Yep. Or that's
Easter eggs.
Mini eggs. Mm. Heart-shaped pizzas. Or just regular pizza.
We've had some pink berry frozen yogurt. Delicious.
We've had some froyo. Do you know what? That was our first ice cream of the year.
Oh no, I had an ice cream. I had it at Bow.
That was my first ice cream of the year.
Well, I'm glad to have enjoyed it with you on this Valentine's Day.
Wow,
all
that
right,
was my
guys.
First ice cream of the year. I can't believe
we
it.
We hope you enjoyed our Valentine's Day episode. Our Aww. Cupids ourselves will be disappearing until next year. And maybe next year we'll be ladybugs. Love bugs.
I would love to be a love... Oh, yeah, I'd love to be a lovebug. Yeah. Shall we... No, I feel like we're all wisdomed out. Do we need a quote?
Yeah, we can find
a
quote.
We do. Let's have a look. Very simply, I'm going to type in
Valentine's quotes.
Oh, this is nice.
Let's hear it.
This applies to all. Talk to yourself like someone you love.
I needed that. That was beautiful.
That's
And
just...
with that was perfect.
And with that.
Come on, guys.
2024 Valentine's. Watch,
feel the love.
Watch out. Watch your eyes and ears.
Watch this space, everyone. Sophia and Chinzia Cupid signing out. Happy Valentine's Day, you crazy kids. Go celebrate with people you love.
No, we have to send it. We have to send it past the camera.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next Wednesday. We'll see you on Monday on Patreon.
How the fuck?
I'll try in one more bloody time. Right. Here we go. I've got it this time. Katniss.
Happy V-Day.
Yes! Did you see that?
It went beyond. It went beyond into the abyss.
Oh, right, mine's gone now.
My bow.
Hold it like that.
Wow. Good night, everybody. Ta-ra.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.